In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the first month of the Coptic year, and every month in the Coptic year, there is a theme to do with the month, and the theme for the month of Tut, which is the first month, is the love of God the Father. Last week, we read about John, and John means compassion of God, and it shows how God the Father is compassionate. And today is about what it means to love God and to love our neighbor. And the next two Sundays, there's the love that God the Father has for sinners. We're going to read about Zacchaeus, and then we're going to read about the sinful woman. So the theme of this month is the love of God the Father. It's as if the church is starting off for the new year to remind us what it means to be Christians in this world. We can't be Christians if we don't love. And this love, when the lawyer came to Christ today in the passage from St. Luke, it says he came to test him. He's testing him because he's a lawyer. He knows the law. He doesn't need someone to tell him the law. He's an expert in the law. But Jesus said to him, okay, if you know the law, then you wouldn't test me, because the law and the prophets, they all pointed to me, to the day of my coming. And that's why right before it, Jesus said, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that prophets and kings have desired to see what you see. They've desired to see Jesus himself. The prophets and the kings of the Old Testament, they desired to see the day of the Lord. They desired to see the incarnate Word of God, Jesus, God himself in the flesh. So he's telling his disciples privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see and hear what you hear. And the church has taken this little part, this segment, and we put it in the litany of the gospel. Before every gospel is read, the priest is praying and saying, blessed are the eyes that see what you see and the ears that hear what you hear, to remind us that this is a blessing that Christ gave his disciples, and the same blessing is extended to us today until the end of the ages, because we are living in the age of grace, the age of Christ, not just the age of the law and the prophets. So this lawyer, who's an expert in the law, he tested Jesus, and he said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He knows the law, he knows the commandments, but he's testing Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? You're the lawyer, you know what is written in the law, but what is your reading of it? So it's two different things. You know what's written, but you don't really understand what is written. If you understood what is written in the law, you wouldn't test me. You would believe that I am the embodiment of this law, I'm the fulfillment of this law. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So the lawyer, he summarized the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments have the first four commandments that deal with our relationship with God, how to love God, and the last six commandments, they deal with our relationship with our fellow man. So the lawyer took the Ten Commandments and he summarized them, and he put them into two summary notes for the law. The law was given as the Ten Commandments, and then it increased to 613 different laws that Moses gave the Israelites. And then Christ came and he re-summarized all this law and all these prophets in the same two commandments that this lawyer said. You shall love God and you shall love your neighbor. And he said to him, you have answered rightly. So he's praising the lawyer. Even though the lawyer came to test him, he said to him, you have answered rightly, because you summarized what the entire law is about, to love God and to love your fellow man. And he said to him, do this and you will live. So there is an action that's required in this love. This love that the Bible is talking about today, the gospel, is this agape love. And agape love is a different kind of love. We mentioned it before, in the Greek language, there's four different words for the word love, but in English it's limited. There's only one word for the word love, but in the Greek language, there's four different words. So this agape love is a high level of love, and in this love is the love that we are required to practice first and foremost to God, and then to our fellow man. So what makes this love different? There's four characteristics of this love. The first one, it's unconditional, it's sacrificial, it's limitless, and it's willful. So unconditional means that it doesn't depend on the other person. If the person in front of me loves me, then I love him back. It's unconditional. It doesn't matter if the person hates me, if they revile me, if they insult me. It doesn't matter. This is the love that Christ showed to all of humanity. And this is the love that we have to show back to God. And by extension, we have to show the same love to our fellow man. Who is my neighbor? Everybody is my neighbor. In this passage, it's in the chapter 10 of St. Luke. Right after this, the same lawyer asks Jesus, who is my neighbor? And then Jesus tells him the parable of the Good Samaritan. So our neighbor is everybody. Those who hate us, those who revile us, those who don't, who look down to us, these are our neighbors. So the first characteristic of this love, it's unconditional. It does not depend on the person in front of me, whether they are deserving, whether they return my love, whether they reciprocate my feelings, it doesn't matter. Love is unconditional. And the second characteristic of this love, it's sacrificial. It requires me to sacrifice my ego, to sacrifice my pride, to sacrifice what I want for this person, for God first and foremost, and also for this, my neighbor. And this is what God did himself, what Christ did. He came and he sacrificed everything, including his life. The third is that it's limitless, limitless love. It does not depend on race or gender or religion or denomination. It doesn't matter. It's a limitless love that has no boundaries. It's not limited by time. It's not limited by, and nothing in this world limits this love. When Christ came and he gave himself up for the world, it's limitless. He didn't come for one nation. He didn't come for one race. He didn't come for one gender or one religion. He came for everybody. So in my love for God, my love for God has to be limitless. It's not limited by time. It's not limitless when I'm in a good mood or if everything is going according to my plan and life is happy, then I love God. But when life throws me some challenges, then I don't love God anymore, or vice versa. When life throws me challenges, I'm really close to God and I really love him because I need his help. But once things are going my way and things are going smoothly, I forget my love for God. And this is limitation of this love. So this love has to be limitless. There's no limits to the amount of love I show to God and the amount of love I show others. And the last characteristic of this love, it's willful love. Willful means action. There's an action involved. And that's why Christ said to the lawyer, do this and you will live. You have to do it. You can't just say, I love God, I love my neighbor from far, but it does not involve action. No, this love is willful. It requires action. It requires sacrifice. We don't just love by words. This is like what they call lip service. We give lip service, I love you, God, and that's it. But when I have to fulfill that love by some kind of action, that's it. No, I can't do the action. I can't do the sacrifice. I can't force myself to say hi to someone. I can't force myself to be nice to someone who doesn't like me. This means this love that I have is limited, and it's not willful, it's not intentional, but it needs to be intentional. St. John, in his epistle, he said, let us not love with word and tongue, but in action, indeed. Our actions have to reveal this love to others. So the reminder today for us from this gospel passage is to have this love for God first and foremost, and for each other, a love that is sacrificial, unconditional, limitless, and willful. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله والابن الروح القدس لا اله الا واحد امين تحرمت ورحمت بركه الان ابدا امين. السيد المسيح قال للتلاميذ طوبى لعينكم لانها تبصر ولاذانكم لانها تسمع. وقال ان انبياء وابرار كثيرين اشتهوا ان يروا ما انتم ترون ولم يروا وان يسمعوا ما انتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا. عشان كده معلمنا يوحنا في رسالته الأولى بيقول الذي كان من البدء الذي سمعناه الذي رأيناه بعيوننا الذي شاهدناه ولمسته أيدينا من جهة كلمة الحياة. كلمة الحياة المسيح هو كلمة الحياة. فإن الحياة أظهرت ورأينا ونشهد ونخبركم بالحياة الأبدية التي كانت عند الآب وأظهرت لنا. والذي رأيناه وسمعناه نخبركم به، كان لكم شركة معنا، وأما شركتنا نحن فهي مع الآب ومع ابنه يسوع المسيح. فالعلاقة مع المسيح سماع ورؤية ولمس واتحاد، علشان نقدر ناخد التطويب ده منه. طوبى ليكم لأنكم بتسمعوا وبتلمسوا وبتتحدوا بيا، بل أكثر من كده أن أنتوا بتأكلوا جسدي ودمي، أثبت فيكم وأنتم في. نحن نعيش هذا طبعا بالإيمان دلوقتي. إذا كان تلاميذ رأوا رؤى العيان فعلا ولمسوا بأيديهم، ولكن نحن نعيش هذا كله بالإيمان، وطبعا واخدين تطويب أكثر من التلاميذ، لأن قال كده سيد المسيح للتلاميذ: طوبى لمن آمنوا ولم يروا. فلنا تطويب حلو قوي. نأتي للمسيح لما بنقرأ الإنجيل كلمته، لازم أسمع اللي بقراه، أسمع اللي بقراه، يعني حس إن المسيح بيكلمني في ودني، إن المزمور اللي بتقال ده مش داود اللي قاله، لا ده أنا بقوله وربنا بيكلمني من خلاله. لازم أسمع، وبعد ما أسمع أشوف الله وأشوف المسيح ومحبة الله من خلال اللي أنا بقراه وبسمعه بالروح في داخلي كده. أشوف الله أمامي في محبته، في إزاي يقول يصنع خير، وإزاي بيغفر، وإزاي يسامح، وإزاي وإزاي وإزاي. أشوف كل دوت في داخلي بالرؤية الداخلية الروحية، وبعدين ألمس ده. طب ألمس إزاي؟ المسيح ادانا حاجة تتلمس فيه، موجودة معانا لغاية دلوقتي، جسده ودمه. من يأكل جسدي يشرب دمي يثبت فيه وأنا فيه. فبنأكل المسيح وبنشرب المسيح فيزيكالي، في سر التناول، ولكن من خلال هذا الخبز والخمر، ده جسد الرب وهذا دمه. وقال: من يأكلني فهو يحيى بي. فدية الجزء الأول حب أن نركز عليه. وبعدين جي واحد ناموسي، يعني حافظ الناموس وراجل بتاع حافظ كل كلمة فيه، وقال له: يا معلم ماذا أعمل لأرث الحياة الأبدية؟ فقال له: أنت ناموسي وبتكتب الناموس وحافظ الناموس، قال له: قول لي إيه يعني؟ كيف تقرأ؟ بتقرأ إزاي؟ بتقرأ كده وخلاص ولا بتقرأ وبتركز وشايف؟ قال: لا لا أنا عارف. فجاب وقال: تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك، من كل نفسك، من كل فكرك، من كل قدرتك. طيب دي الآية الأولى أو الوصية الأولى، والتانية مثلها، التانية زيها بالضبط: قريبك كنفسك. قالوا: طيب، كلمة رائعة المسيح قالها وهي لينا النهاردة ونعيشها، لازم افعل هذا فتحي. افعل هذا فتحي. اعمل ايه؟ حب الرب من كل قلبي، من كل نفسي، من كل فكري، من كل قدرتي. ما استخسرش حاجة في ربنا ابدا، لا عافية ولا قوة ولا مال ولا صحة ولا فكر ولا وقت. احبك يا رب يا قوتي، نصيبي هو الرب قالت نفسي. وتحب قريبك كنفسك. الله، ايه كنفسي دي؟ يعني الواحد يبقى يحب نفسه، ده حاجه يعني يقول لك ده بيحب نفسه، ده سيلفش. لا، بتحب نفسك لان المسيح جواك، فيك، انا فيهم وانت فيا، لكي يكونوا مكملين الى واحد. فانا بحب اخويا اللي في المسيح والمسيح فيا، فلازم احب اخويا زي ما بحب نفسي. انا بحب المسيح اللي في اخويا وفي اختي وفي الناس كلها ديت، وبحب نفسي اللي فيها المسيح. مش بحب نفسي منفصل عن المسيح، بحب نفسي منفصل عن المسيح دي الذات والكبرياء، لكن أحب نفسي لأن أنا صرت هيكل الروح القدس. يا حاجة جميلة قوي، أنا هيكل الروح القدس، أنا أحب الهيكل ده. أنا المسيح فيا، أنا فيهم، يبقى أنا أحب هذه المعية والوجود بتاع المسيح اللي جوايا ده، واحترم نفسي جدا لان المسيح داخلي. انفصلت عن المسيح يبقى كبرياء، ويبقى ده الذات، ويبقى زي الشيطان اللي قال اصير مثل العلي. ما فيش مثل، اصير في العلي والعلي يصير فيه صح، لكن يصير مثل زي راسي براسه لا، ده كبرياء. اذن يا احبائي افعل هذا فتحيا، على قد ما نقرا في الكتاب، وعلى قد ما بنسمع العظات والترانيم والكلمات الحلوه، ونفعل هذا، نعيش هذا. تقول يا ابونا ما انا احاول انفذ ما بقدرش، اطلب المعونه. نطلب المعونه، لان كل الامور الروحيه بتاعت ربنا ما حدش يقدر يعملها غير بالله. بدوني لا تقدرون ان تفعلوا شيء. اطلبوا تاخذوا ويكون فرحكم كاملا. إلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن والأبد. آمين.